朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们可能会希望
Maybe we will hope
大卫至少应该在地上发抖啊，害怕啊，然后一直求饶啊。
That David should tremble up on the ground and ask for mercy continually.
或者是大卫被他的罪恶感啊，压迫的啊，就痛哭流涕啊。
Or David, because of the pressure from his guilt, that he started weeping.
拿单也要等他稍微多一点表现了，然后再说你的罪赦免了，对不对？
Nathan need to wait until David has expressed more, right? And then to give him the sentence.
我不知道有的时候你有没有这种想法。
I don't know if you will have this kind of thinking sometimes.
我们认为一个人悔改的痛苦啊，好像是赦罪代价的一部分。
For a person to be forgiven, the pain of his guilt is almost part of the condition for him to be forgiven.
有的时候我们觉得，如果我们没有很痛苦、很痛苦、很痛苦、很痛苦，好像这个赦免好像太便宜了哈。
Sometimes we feel if we do not feel this extreme pain and guilt, that this forgiveness is too light, will be too light.
这就是为什么在2000年教会的历史里面。
It's because this is why that throughout the 2000 years of church history,
有很多的异端。
There are many different cults.
一直在强调一个人认罪一定要痛哭，要哭啊，要拼命的哭啊，要哭几天呢、啊？要哭到吐出来啊
！That they continue to emphasize for a person to truly repent, he has to cry continuously for days until he vomits.
其实真实的认罪
，But in actuality, true repentance
绝对不是在乎你表现出来你受了多少的痛苦。
It is not.Based upon how much pain you express.
真正简单的认罪。
True, simple repentance.
常常是最好的认罪。
Very often, it is the best repentance.
我就想起来去圣殿祷告的那个税吏。
I think of that tax collector that went to the temple, holy temple to pray.
这个是记载在路加福音里面。
It is recorded in the Gospel of Luke.
你们还记得他怎么去祷告吗？
Do you remember how he prayed?
他低着头。
He bowed his head.
他捶着他的胸。
He was pounding his chest.
他什么也不敢说了。
He would not dare to say anything.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
他说，开恩可怜我吧。
He said, have mercy upon me. Have grace upon me.
Have mercy. 那是一种真正诚实的认识自己的破碎。
It is that he truly has recognized the brokenness inside of him.
你知道有的时候我们悔改
You know, sometimes when we repent,
我们非常伤心啊
We're very, very, it was very painful.
啊，我们非常痛苦啊
We're truly hurt.
你知道我们为什么那么伤心痛苦吗
Why are we hurt so badly?
因为我们觉得像我这么好的人怎么会干这么坏的事
It's because we wonder, such a good man such as me,Why would I commit such a bad crime?
真正的悔改
True repentance
是你真的认识了你自己一无是处
is that you have recognized you're absolutely nobody.
There's absolutely no goodness in me.
There's absolutely no goodness in you.
你一点都不惊讶自己犯的这些愚蠢的罪。
That you're absolutely not amazed at the things that you have done.
你真的认识我就是这样子没有救的人，没有希望的人。
You truly recognize you're so hopeless.
你不需要在那里找借口。
You don't need to find any excuse.
你也不用在那讲什么，哎呀，我们很软弱啊。
Nor do you need to find any excuse saying you're weak.
没有掩饰。
There's no covering.
没有保留。
There's no reservation.
就是承认我错了。
It is simply you admit I am wrong. You're wrong.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神要的就是这种真实的认罪。
God wants this type of kind of repentance, true repentance.
我们读到大卫的认罪。
When we read the repentance of David,
我不知道你会不会想起来扫罗是死不认罪的那个样子。
I don't know if you will be reminded of Saul. He was not, he does not want to repent.
你记不记得扫罗被撒母耳责备到已经都没有话说了
？Remember that Saul was tortured by Samuel to such a point he had no words to say.
他那个说的谎啊，他说什么什么我没有不听啊，我都听了。
All the lies he's told, he said he did not disobey.
那该死的那些牛就什么时候不叫就那时候叫。
But the cows just timely just started.Bewildering in a timely manner.
然后撒母耳说：“哎，你刚才不说都杀了吗？杀了，怎么后面还有牛在叫呢
？”So Samuel questioned him. Well, didn't you just tell me that you killed all everything? But now I hear cows.
然后扫罗就：“哦，我把那些瘦弱的、不好的杀掉，这个好的嘛还留下来，要到时候要来给耶和华献祭哦。
”But Saul explained that he has killed all the weak and the thin.Cows, and now that he wants to save all the good ones to offer up to the Lord.
这是何等强烈的一个对比。
This is such a big contrast.
你跟我。
You and I.
也许不一定有机会被像先知拿单这样子的人来责备。
Maybe you don't have the opportunity to be rebuked by someone like Prophet Nathan.
但是你跟我一定有很多机会啊，会有一些弟兄姐妹啊，真的用爱心里面当着我们的面来批评我们的时候。
But we will have a lot of brothers and sisters in love to rebuke us in faith, in
criticize.
Yeah, criticize in front of us.
那个时候我们的反应啊
，the response, the reaction we have at that time, at in that moment,
可以显明出我们对神的认识。
It will reveal our knowledge towards God.
我们是需要，英文叫 defense ourselves， 中文怎么讲？
解释防务自防卫，辩解。
我们需要为自己辩护吗
？Do we need to defend ourselves?
我们是温柔谦卑呢
？Are we full of meek and humility？
像大卫一样
？Just like David？
我们还是刚硬骄傲，像扫罗一样
？Or are we
stubborn
and arrogant and proud just like Saul？
一个合神心意的人
，A man after God's heart。
不是他是一个完美没有失败的人。
It is not that he is a perfect man.
重要的是
What's more important?
每一次面对神的光照的时候他是什么样的态度
Every time when he faces God's light shone upon him, what kind of attitude does he bring to it?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果今天在你的生命中
If today, in your lives,
别的弟兄姊妹都不太敢讲你
other brothers and sisters would not dare to criticize you.
不一定要批 批评你。
Not necessarily criticizing.
也连提醒你都不敢讲呀。
Even, they wouldn't even remind you of some things.
你自己真的要好好想一想。
Then you truly need to think.
为什么？
Why is it?
你很完美。
It's because you're perfect.
So perfect. 所以不需要任何人讲你。
So you don't need anyone to talk to you.
还是人家也不愿意讲你。
Or is it that other people are not willing to talk to you?
为什么不愿意讲你呢？
Why wouldn't they?
因为知道跟你讲也没用。
Because they know it's useless to tell you some things.
你要不然就是找理由。
You either look for excuses.
你要不然就是听了也不悔改。
Or after once you've listened to it, you do not repent.
你还是任凭己意。
You continue to act according to your own will.
如果你是这样的人。
If you are such a person.
你是一个很可怜的人。
You're truly pitiful.
我们每一个人
Every one of us
我们都需要有人来提醒我们
We need someone to come and remind us
我们平常如果有一个温柔谦卑的灵
If in our daily lives we have a meek and a heart of humility of a spirit of humility
我们旁边的人就越来越敢跟我们说我们哪里应该改进的地方。
Then the people around us would be more willing and daring to tell us the areas for improvement.
不只是敢。
Not only to change, to improve.
Not only they dare.
Not only do they dare.
是他们会很乐意的来跟我们说。
It is that they would take joy to come to tell us.
有人像拿单一样的来帮助你的人，你是有福的。
Blessed are the men who has a person like Nathan to come and tell him about these things.
我非常稀奇。
I am truly amazed.
先知拿单对着大卫认罪的反应。
The reaction of Prophet Nathan towards David's repentance.
因为拿单说
Because Nathan said,
耶和华已经除掉你的罪。
The Lord has taken away your sin.
你必不至于死。
You are not going to die.
在希伯来文的语气里面
In the tone of Hebrew,
这句话可以这样子翻译
It can be translated as such.
耶和华亲自除去了你的罪
That God has taken away your sin himself.
这实在没有道理啊
This is truly unreasonable.
按照神的律法
According to God's laws,
大卫的罪状是清清楚楚没有漏洞的。
That David's, the conviction of David has no, holes in it.
不但没有漏洞连后门都没有。
There's no back door that he can take.
而且神已经宣布了判刑。
And God has already placed judgment upon him.
耶和华这里的赦免是没有圣经根据的。
The forgiveness that Jehovah has shown here has no basis in the Bible.
在整本旧约圣经里面，你找不到一个经节可以支持耶和华凭什么这么做。
In the entire Old Testament, you cannot find any verse that support what God is doing here.
这是完全出人意外的恩典。
This is something that's completely out of the expectation of men, this grace.
你知道我们今天的基督徒啊
You know today's Christian.
我们对着神赦免我们的罪啊。
When we, towards God's forgiveness of our sins.
我们都已经好像失去了惊讶的能力。
It's just like we have lost the ability to be amazed by it.
我们的生命中我们觉得只要说 Oh God, I'm sorry, 就搞定了。
In our lives, it's almost like as if we say sorry to God, then it is all done.
好像赦免像一个什么呢？像一个自动贩卖机啊。
It's just like a forgiveness. It's just like what? Just like a vending machine.
你只要放几个零钱进去一按，你要的东西就出来了。
Just put a couple of coins in, and you press the button, and something will come out.
其实弟兄姊妹，你要知道。
But in actuality, brothers and sisters, you have to know.
赦免是极大的神迹啊。
That forgiveness is a great miracle.
我不知道用什么例子来讲会让你有一点点反应。
I don't know what kind of example I can give you for you to have some sort of reaction.
我们中间有没有人买了房子借了一大笔钱的？
How many of you have borrowed a great amount of money to buy a house?
有吧？
Yes, right?
每个月付 mortgage 很开心嘛。
You're truly joyful to pay your mortgage every month.
很辛苦的。
It's a very hard work.
你现在想想看。
Think about it. Imagine.
如果明天你们银行发了一封信来。
If tomorrow your bank sent you a letter.
所以我告诉你啊，你以后啊，你的 mortgage 不用付了，已经 cancel 了。
Let me tell you that your mortgage has already been fulfilled. You don't need to pay anymore.
你收到这封信，你有什么反应？
If you see this letter, what kind of reaction would you have?
啊？第一个就是应该是不相信啊。
The first reaction is you don't believe in this. You don't trust this.
开玩笑，哪里有这种事啊？
Are you joking me? There's no such good thing like this.
天下没有这么便宜的事。
There's no such thing in the world.
你打电话到银行去。
You call, you make a phone call to the bank.
你跟银行讲，我怎么收到这封信啊？
And you ask the bank, how did I get this letter?
这真的还是假的？
Is it true?
这怎么一回事啊？
What's happening here?
然后银行跟你说。
And the bank tells you.
真的。
It's true.
我们赚了太多的钱了。
We have earned so much.
所以我们决定要对我们的客户好一点呢。
So we've decided that we want to be benevolent to our customers.
所以每一个在我们银行借钱的，我们现在都告诉他，通通不用还了。
So everyone who has borrowed money from our bank, we will just—it's everything is fulfilled, it's done.
你这个时候会怎么样
？What would you say at that time?
你会怎么样
？How would you react?
你会跳起来，对不对
？You would jump up, right?
Yeah, 高兴啊
，full of joy.
然后赶快找老婆，对不对
？You will go and tell your wife.
哦，不要告诉她哦，以后每个月的每个月。
Don't tell your wife.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
神今天赦免你的罪
，Today God forgiving your sin，
比银行告诉你你的贷款不用还了是更大的恩典，你知道吗
？It is a grace that's so much more than if a bank has forgiven all of your debt, your mortgage。
你是不相信呢
？Is it that you do not believe, you do not trust？
还是你相信了，觉得这是应该的呢？
Or that you have believed, but you think that it is ought to be.
为什么我们到了擘饼聚会的时候
？Why is it that when we come to the bread and the cup gatherings,
我们想到我们的罪，耶稣基督亲身为我们承担了。
That when we think of the Lord Jesus Christ, He has bared all the sin for us.
我们会如此的麻木不仁呢？
That we will be so indifferent to this.
你知道先知弥迦在弥迦书七章十八节怎么说的？
You know that in Prophet Micah?
Yeah.
Micah, in the book of Micah, said...
Chapter 7, verse 18.
Chapter 7, verse 18.
他说神啊,有何神向你赦免罪孽,饶恕你产业之渔民的罪过,不永远怀怒,喜爱施恩呢?
He said, who is a God like you, who pardons sins and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy.
你知道大卫写诗篇130篇的时候?
You know when David was writing Psalm 130.
我们一起看。
Let's read it all together. Psalm 130.
第三节我们读第三节第四节。
Let's read verses 3 and 4.
主耶和华,你若就察罪孽,谁能站得住呢?但在你有赦免之恩,要叫人敬畏你。
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
第八节读到十三节。
Verse 8 to 13.
耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。
Oh, it's in.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。父亲怎样，这是103篇，对不起，103篇。父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
This is Psalm 103, verses 8 through 13. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
赦免是极大的恩典。
Forgiveness is such a great grace.
但是我们回到撒母耳记下十二章，不要忘了还有十四节。
However, when we come back to 2 Samuel chapter 12, there's still verse 14.
只是你行这事，叫耶和华的仇敌大得亵渎的机会，故此你所夺的孩子必定要死。
But because by doing this, you have made the enemies of the Lord show utter contempt, the son born to you will die.
我年轻的时候，
When I was young,
有的时候会想，
Sometimes I would think,
反正神是有奇妙恩典的神。
God has mercy, grace, nevertheless.
犯了罪嘛。
If I have sinned.
认罪就好了。
Just admit your sins.
神是一定会赦免的。
God will absolutely forgive you.
所以面对试探的时候。
Therefore, when I'm facing temptation.
我就说算了。
I will say, forget about it.
做了很多笨事。
I have done many stupid things, foolish things.
我完全不知道。
I had no idea.
耶和华赦免人的罪。
That Jehovah, when he forgives the sin of men,
耶和华从来不会停止罪的后果。
Jehovah will not stop the consequences of sin.
耶和华可以除去罪孽。
He can take away our iniquities.
但是他不会停止管教。
But he will not stop his discipline.
十四节的这个指示这两个字啊。
Verse 14, the term, but.
是非常重要的提醒。
It is a big great reminder.
神要让所有读圣经的人都知道。
That God wants everyone who read the Bible to know.
神要赦免大卫。
That God wants to forgive David.
但是神绝对不同意大卫犯的这些坏事。
But God does not agree with the evil things he has done.
对大卫而言。
Towards David.
耶和华的赦免一方面是白白的恩典。
Jehovah's forgiveness on one hand is free grace.
是完全不应该有的恩典。
It is something, is a grace that should not appear.
但是这一个赦免也是极大的代价。
But this forgiveness also comes with a great price.
这个孩子一定要死。
It is that this son, this kid will die. Your child will die.
大卫犯罪。
David has sinned.
大卫自己判定是应该死。
David himself has judged that this sin is worthy of death.
可是先知拿单告诉他说你一定不会死。
But the prophet Nathan told David that he will not die.
那大卫不死谁要死呢
?But so now David does not die, then who will die?
大卫的儿子要付上死亡的代价。
David's son will pay the price of death.
你跟我今天犯的罪。
Today, the sins you and I have committed.
能够蒙神赦免。
In order for it to be forgiven by God.
难道也不是因为有一位大卫的子孙，大卫的儿子，耶稣基督替我们死了吗？
Isn't it because there's also a son of David that has died for us?
熟悉诗篇32篇和51篇的人。
If you are familiar with Psalm 32 and 51,
我们就知道。
We will know.
大卫真的悔改了。
David truly repented.
在32篇里面。
In Psalm 32,
大卫好像一个老的病人一样。
David was just like a sickly old man.
我不是说我。
He's not talking about him.
他完全不像一个战士。
He's not like a great warrior.
而在51篇里面。
In Psalm 51,
那里描写的是一个失去了纯洁、喜乐、平安的人。
It described a person that has lost the purity and peace.
他唯一能够祈求的
The only thing that he can ask for
是不要把神的灵从他取走
is that do not take away God's spirit from him.
大卫的罪
David's sins
让大卫经历了极深的痛苦
has put David throughGreat pain.
耶和华奇妙的恩典。
But the miraculous grace from Jehovah.
却借着大卫留给我们最安慰我们最帮助我们的悔改诗。
Has helped David to write down a psalm of repentance that has helped us.
历世历代的基督徒。
Throughout the ages for the Christians.
从这些美好的诗篇里面
From all these beautiful psalms.
能够重新站立的起来
Have once again been able to stand up.
能够回到主的面前
That they may return to the face of our Lord.
这是恩上加恩
This is grace upon grace.
这是更大的恩典
This is a grace even greater.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父在你恩典的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, in front of your grace,
我们低头敬拜。
We bow our heads and worship you.
这是我们想也想不明白的。
It is something that we cannot understand.
怎么可能有这么好的事？
How can it be such a wonderful thing?
你如此的恩待了大卫。
That you had such grace and mercy towards David.
你也如此的恩待了我们。
And that you have such great mercy and grace upon us.
求你怜悯我们。
May you have mercy on us.
让我们常活在恩典里面。
That we may live often in the midst of your grace.
并且能够不失去对你恩典的惊讶。
And also that we will not lose the amazement towards your grace.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。